We're here with Mitch Henderson as he is about to begin his sixth season as head coach of the Princeton Tigers. Coach, I want to thank you very much for sharing some of your time with us today.
Oh, great. Thanks, George.
Let's begin by talking about the most radical change in the Ivy League since freshmen were declared eligible many, many years ago. And of course, I'm referring to the decision to hold a postseason tournament. Tell us how you and your team feel about the tournament.
Well, first, I agree. Like, this is a big change. It's a big change for all of us. We had our head coaches meetings a week ago, and all of the coaches, there's an excitement around the league. And I sense that, first, the coaches are excited about it. The players are excited about it. I know in recruiting it's been a big draw as well. And you're talking about a league that for a long time has declared one champion. That's the league champion. And I just think it's a really good time for us to be playing in a tournament. I think it's going to be an absolutely terrific environment. Of course, only four teams make that tournament. So the guys are psyched. The guys on the team they understand that it might change the flavor of the league, but I don't think too much because forever we've been playing for one league champ. So I think it's going to influence everybody as a coach in the league the same way.
Princeton Penn games are usually among the toughest of the season, and last year, of course, was no exception, as you had two very, very difficult games with the Quakers. How do you like the idea that Penn, as host of the Ivy League tournament, might be in it?
Don't love it, but I think the point has been made that the Palestra is a terrific place to play, which I would agree. Of course, I'm an alum, like, Coach Carrill would always say that school down south, Coach Donahue and his staff, they're doing a great job. And we're watching these tournaments the last couple of years around the country. You watch the Patriot League tournament, the A-10 tournament, and there's something about games that are played at other people's venues, at a home venue. And that's, the term March Madness comes from that. And I'm a believer that you need to be playing your best basketball in March, and hopeful that we're doing that come that time, no matter who's in front of us.
Well, the night that that decision was announced, I got myself a hotel room a block from the Palestra for March, so we're looking forward to seeing the Tigers in it, that's for sure. Let me ask you about Brian Earle. You've had a relationship with Brian that's extended over 20 years as a teammate, as a coaching colleague, and of course I know as a friend. What did he mean to Mitch Henderson's program at Princeton?
I'm glad you asked the question. Brian, he's a first a friend, a confidant. I trusted him fully, of course, during games, which everyone saw, but more during, the ability to kind of non-verbally communicate with someone that you trust fully. During practices was great. Like, I knew if whatever was going on one end of the floor, those guys were getting taught by Brian. So, you want me to start over? I think it's going to keep recording.
I don't know what happened.
So,